It will just continue, yeah.
Good afternoon. Thank you. And you might be surprised that we are about four, but I'm about to declare the meeting open. I am in the no now.
I'm not batting here. It's not working, it's not indicated properly.
My name is Desmond Tabach, and I'm a monitor from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group. Thanks.
How do you want to say this?
You only changed the way.
Hello, sir. How are you? Where are you from? No, but parliamentary monitoring group sits that side at the back, not here next to me.
If you please, I'll do so.
Yes, my dear.
Okay.
That's a joke.
It's a joke, but you can go.
No,
yeah, but it's true, you must go. I am Priscilla Temba from Mpumalanga.
How do you do?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, we will remember that last time when we met with the department, we made the request to them to look at all the areas that might need amendments and incorporate views and suggestions as well as amendments they are there from the Department of Environment and Environmental Affairs and Tourism. Today is the day for us to do this, and I hope it is one of the shortest meetings we ever had in the history of this state parliament of the RSC. Thank you very much.
Hey, we hope
we invite the department to take us through.
Thank you.
Thank you also, honorable members. We did use the Department of Environmental Affairs and Tourism as instructed in the previous meeting, and we have actually agreed on what has been amended in the D version of the NCRP. So as already indicated, we also met that the two duties met and then discussed and agreed on the provision that needs to be amended. And as from now on, I'm just going to propose to you the amended proposed version of the NCRPA as agreed between us with the Department of Environment. So there's a copy that we have already circulated that is written amendment proposed to Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Amendment Bill, B20 of 2007, and I'll also refer to you on the D version of the bill because of the amendments that we have actually compiled with the Department of Environmental Affairs. Only refers to those provisions that we have actually proposed amendment on the NPR. So without any waste of time, I'll go straight to the proposed amendment as we have agreed upon with the Environmental Affairs and Tourism. So we have the following amendments that we are presenting to you, honorable chairs and honorable members, for your consideration. And the first amendment that we did was under clause 1 on page 3 from line 33. So what we are actually saying in this particular amendment, the proposed amendment is that in terms of our definition of environmental authorization as indicated on the D version of the bill, we are actually proposing a substitution to that particular definition of environmental authorization. So as per agreement between us and the Department of Environmental Affairs, we have concluded to define environmental authorization as follows. we actually agreed to say that environmental authorization has the meaning as assigned to it in Section 1 of the National Environmental Management Act of 1998, Act Number 107 of 1998. So what we wanted to do with this particular amendment, we wanted to maintain the definition of environmental authorization as indicated in Section 1 of the National Environmental Management Act of 1998. That was one of the agreements that we have agreed upon. So I'll take this back to clause 18, that is on page 10 of the D version of the deal. We have also agreed to refactor that particular clause 18 on page 10, underline 38. The amendment that we are actually proposing on that particular line 38 was to omit the wedding within 180 days from the date of notice. If you see on line 38, there is a reference to within 180 days from the date of notice. So we are actually requesting that this particular reference to this wedding should be removed from where it is positioning now and then be placed after 1998 on line 40. The reason being is that the NEMA Act is not actually prescribing the time period for submission of this particular report, but it's only the NPRDA that is prescribing it. So in terms of NEMA, we are only referring to only the relevant environmental report that has to be submitted to Department of Environmental Affairs and Tourism, and the 180 days will actually refer to the fact that the applicant has to submit those particular reports within that 180. So in terms of this particular exam, the NEMA Act is not actually prescribing the period. So that is why we are actually moving that wedding after 1998. And the whole provision is going to read as follows: to submit the relevant environmental report required in terms of Chapter 5 of the National Environmental Management Act of 1998 within 180 days from the date of notice. So that is a clear indication that within 180 days only refers to the time frame in which the applicant has to submit. But in terms of the NEMA, we are actually requesting the relevant environmental report to be submitted. So another amendment that we have agreed upon was on clause 27. So on clause 23, page 12, what we have agreed upon was to omit the very same thing that happened on that particular clause 18. On line 26, to omit that particular wedding that is within 60 days from the date of notice, as the National Environmental Management Act does not prescribe the time frame, but only the NPRDA will be able to prescribe the time frame. So we are taking that particular reference to indicate that NEMA is not prescribing time frame, but it's prescribing the relevant report that needs to be submitted. They also on clause 33, page 14, in line 13, we are actually omitting the reference to any of its related and specific environmental management legislation. What we are actually saying in this particular amendment that we are actually proposing that the minister will only be responsible to implement the environmental provision in terms of NEMA, not in terms of any other related legislation that are actually in support of the NEMA amendment, the NEMA Act. So we are deleting all the reference to related other legislation because of environmental authorization, as we have been told by the Department of Environmental Affairs, is also covered under other related legislation. So there is no need for us to incorporate other legislation because of the minister it won't be possible for the minister to implement other provisions of other legislation that are affected by it. So in terms of clause 4, there's clause 32, on clause 34 on page 15, line 43, we are actually omitting the section 41 that is in bold and retaining it. Hence, we are on the proposed amendment, we indicated that we omit the bolded section 41 and then substitute it with section 41. So that section 41 is going to remain in the legislation. We are not intending to delete it as is indicated on our discussion. So under Clause 67, there is another amendment that we are proposing on page 21. In 49. There's the same story here. The time frames are going to be prescribed under the MPRDA version, but the NEMA does not prescribe any time frame in terms of what we are doing. So we are actually changing the rephrasing of the sentence to indicate that it's only MPRDA that requires the applicant to comply with the time frame, not the NEMA. And the same story with clause 61 on page 23. We are making the very same amendment to indicate that NEMA does not prescribe, but MPRDA is going to prescribe. So all the relevant environmental reports will be submitted in terms of NEMA, and then the time frames are actually provided for in terms of the MPRDA. So under clause 72, on page 25, in line 41, what we are actually proposing is that environmental management program, as it has been bolded to indicate that there is a deletion there, we are actually retaining it. So we are undoing that particular proposal that we have initially made to delete the wording of environmental management program. So in this version, we are actually saying that we are holding this, and then this particular wording will actually remain in terms of section 102 amendment. So on page 25 in line 43, after 1998, we are actually inserting the wording as the case may be. So meaning that this particular whole provision of section 103 will read as follows: a recognizance permission, prospecting rights, mining permits, detention permit, technical cooperation permit, reconnaissance permit, exploration rights, production rights, prospecting work program, exploration work program, production work program, mining work program, environmental management program or environmental authorization issued in terms of the National Management Act of 1998, as the case may not be amended or varied. So this is how we are actually proposing the amendment on that particular section 101. So under clause 94, we are proposing the following amendment. On page 30, after line 39, we are actually proposing an insertion of the following subsection, as is indicated on our amendment, on our proposed amendment, to say that notwithstanding subsection 1, the following section of the Principal Act as amended by this Act come into operation on the date contemplated in section 14 of the National Environmental Management Amendment Act of 2008. And those sections are, in terms of this NPRDA, are section 588, 16.1, 16.4A, 16.4B, 17.1C, 18.2C, 18.39C, 18.2E, all the section up until 106, subsection 1. So the third amendment that we are proposing on the very same clause is to include also any provision of the Principal Act as amended by this Act relating to prospecting, mining, exploration and production and related activities that is in conflict with any provision relating to this prospecting. Right, there's something that is actually missing there, but this is basically what we have agreed upon with the Department of Environmental Affairs on all the provisions that relate to the MENA. But further defining of this particular proposed amendment will be handled by the State Board of Health to see to if there is consistency between the two legislations.
Thank you very much. Perhaps before we move, I had you indicating that there is something missing on the third section of clause 94. It is worth being considered by us all, even if we don't stay away, because if it is only part of this, definitely we need to have an idea about it.
Okay, can I
I was going to show it again.
Let me just complete it. You will actually read as follows. Any provision of the Principal Act as amended by this Act relating to prospective mining exploration and production and any related activity that is in conflict with any provision relating to prospecting, mining, exploration, production, and related activities contemplated in Section 14(2) of the National Environmental Management Amendment Act of 2008 on the date that it comes into operation in terms of the section shall not be effective for the
What's that?
Did you find anything new in the written? It seems to me what I have here is more or less like you are.
Or it's on the initial version of the document, but the latest one is definitely.
Okay. Can we proceed?
Okay, Honorable Chair, this is basically our agreement between it and us on the provision related to environmental authorization, and we are putting them before you to consider them
Thank you very much. Perhaps before the members come in, can I invite the officials from the Department of Environmental Affairs and Tourism to say something in this connection?
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to reiterate what my colleague has to say. The two DGs and ourselves have met. The agreement is as stated, and whatever amendments are proposed here, we are happy with. Just a minor editorial on page 2 of the proposed amendment. Chairperson, where we make reference to all those sections under clause 94, in the second to last line of those sections, there should be an and, 93.1d and 106. Subsection 1.
The chicken
gets semicolon.
End. Thank you very much. And I think on behalf of the members, we need to say thank you so much for the two departments that have come to an agreement and made a joint effort to see to it that we get something that comes from both of them. That's a very good. I mean, we want things like this. Different groups,
good relations,
generate ideas which help us bring about a solution or some suggestions as to which way to go. Thank you very much. Well done. Thanks. Members, this is your chance. I recognize Honorable Joseph Lange. Any other hand? And then Ms. Members definitely had their up earlier already. So, in the meantime, in that order. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to make sure that I heard correctly that the department said that some issues will still need to be refined by the state of the advisors. Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah,
they are not going to change the substance or the content of this document. They are actually going to refine it into the format that is acceptable by Parliament. It's only that.
The problem I have with that is the cons. A condone a document today here that still has to be defined by state law advisors. I mean, we can't condone something that we haven't seen and then they are debated in the House. If there's going to be changes, even if it's of a technical nature, we still as a committee have to see it.
perhaps we might need to get a little bit deeper. You are saying it is more of the format that is going to be defined by the state law advisor. Now, does it then suggest if it happens that these amendments go through today in your head? What next? I would like to see this before the actual date of debating the issues, or we are likely to see this as we will begin debating. Because we need to be sure what it is that's going to happen. That is good that when you mentioned that there is something a little amiss, we wanted to be sure what it is. I think the point is valid, she is raising. Now, if you indicate to us that we didn't mind to have this come our way before we get into the session, I think members will be a little comfortable with this.
Mm.
We just have to see how you will get your chance in the summer. Or do you need to focus as well,
first? Yeah, I think that the only thing that the particular document, whether she agrees that we have to keep it this way or whether she wants to make some.
No, it's her person.
But now the goalpost is shifting.
Mm.
The format and content are two different things. Perhaps it's me, yeah?
Chairperson, thank you. I think there is no need for caucus, for them to caucus. If these are not in this, can we see how urgent they can put this in this, so that when we now vote on the bill, we vote that everything that we have agreed upon on this is included in the bill. Because now we're going to vote page by page, but we won't have this being incorporated in the bill. So can we see how urgent? We can break and come back. We are here.
Perhaps we might need to ask another question. It now seems to be necessary that the format be changed. Do I make sense? Right. But then now we're having the format which is not going to be obtaining when we have the new amendment included in the bill. So what is difficult for the format to be part and parcel of this document now? And if that is the case, perhaps we need the department to indicate to us how best to handle it.
Let us go now.
This document was drafted with my colleague Sidio's name. It's more almost in the format that the state advisors require the documents to be in. All we need to include is this technical correction is incorporated to it. That's all we want to do. As for the incorporation in the bill, this is a section 75 bill, so it's not going to be incorporated in the bill. We're not going to have an F version of the bill. These are the amendments which must go back to the National Assembly. We're not tested in the ACC. So you're not going to get a version which should have incorporated the amendments. It is the National Assembly that is going to incorporate that. That was going to happen only if it was a section 76 bill. But if the committee wants to see a document which has incorporated the correction which was proposed today, that can be done. The committee can have to set up when do they want it.
State law advisor through your chairperson. You see, we can't say we're going to let this go through without this. If we pass it here, it's not going immediately going to go to the National Assembly. It's still going to go through the NCOP chamber. So if we are saying this is going to be taken to the National Assembly, I don't understand. Really, maybe you can clarify that to me.
Yeah, you already heard
that. Just to ask you to understand, and whatever mistake I take, correct me. What's going to happen now? What is supposed to happen before it goes back to the committee? These amendments, we are supposed to form part, supposed to be form part and part of BLF that is supposed to come.
Mm.
But independent to that, there's an amendment list, which is EB, that's supposed to come. So actually what members are actually asking the department to have done is to have this as part of the EB.
Mm.
You know, if in which will be incorporated to every that is going to be discussed in the house.
Mm.
What is going to go to the house, what's going to be referred to the NA after this? It's a test version of the
deal. Yes.
Correct.
I introduced in the National Assembly, come back to the NCOP. The amendment going back to the NCOP are proposed amendments by the NCOP. There's a report and then there's an issue paper in the ATC with the amendment. The process for Section 75 and 76 bills is different.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Section 75 bill. There's no way that the NCOP is going to produce an S version out of this bill, because these amendments are going to be debated and then go back to the National Assembly. The National Assembly will decide whether to incorporate the amendment or not. Section 75 bills, they have the upper hand.
Sorry, just a moment. After here, are we likely to debate the outcome of this bill in terms of current amendment we are dealing with? By us, by we, I mean the NCOP. Or from here, it is just going to be put together and be a new form of the same bill with amendments and go straight to the I'm not clear here. Are we not going to be finding ourselves debating it? Because it's Section 75. I mean, in terms of procedure.
Sir, what is going to go to the House is the list of the amendments.
Which are our House?
Which should get to your House. It's the list of the amendments. Then from your House, they are going to, the list of amendments are going to the National Assembly, back to the Portfolio Committee. Still as proposed amendments to the It is the Portfolio Committee which is going to decide whether to incorporate the amendments or not.
Because it is there. I think I heard a different view.
Thanks, Chairperson. Now I'm totally confused, because it's not true that the National Assembly has got the upper hand when it comes to Section 75 legislation. This Select Committee and the National Council of Provinces, as an equal House of Parliament, has the right and the obligation where they see fit to change legislation, whether it be 76 or 75. We are an equal house to the other house. So it's absolute nonsense to say that they've got the Portfolio Committee on that side will decide. We can make
nonsense.
Amendments on this side or in this house to any piece of legislation. The only one that we can't do, which the NA can't do either, is 77. So what I propose is that the department come back with the correct version of the legislation, so that incorporates all the changes that they would like to see, and then we will have a look at the legislation and decide whether we accept it or not.
Honourable
Chairman, before I talk, can the honourable member withdraw the word nonsense?
Draw the word nonsense and say it doesn't make sense.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. It's not the first time that we passed the 75 bill in this committee. Even this morning, we had a Section 75 that we are dealing with. And what we are requesting, I don't think it's much. And we don't say we're not agreeing with the amendment. What we are saying, we want to vote on something that we know has been put in a document that we must vote on. That's only what we are saying. So it's not that we are not talking about something that is the first time that we see. Please. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, thank you, perhaps we would do well to see, as the amendments have been presented, we'll look at them. But in terms of what it is that is going to come out, out of the bill, including what is going to be accepted here,
definitely we want to see. Now, it may happen that perhaps we didn't have the proper perspective of the truth, but definitely did that we need it. So that when we go inside there, we talk about something where we had the chance to do so. Honorable Deborah.
Chairperson, thank you. As a member of this committee, I just want to give my support to the rest of the members here that we as the select committee cannot agree with something we have not seen here. So can any questions can also come up to us. I support the rest of the members.
I think we need to go to the Mr. Ramrao?
Chairperson, can I try? The state law advisor is correct on the procedure. It's definitely correct on this. It's a 75 bill. What comes from the MCP from select committee are proposed amendments. This is going to appear in the ATC. These amendments, as they are here, will be appearing in the ATC as such. There is no other format. After it gets debated in the NCOP, it will go back to the National Assembly where it will be referred, the proposed amendment, where it will be referred to the portfolio committee. The state law advisor is totally correct on that. There is nothing different that is going to appear. This list of amendments is what will appear in the ATC with a report.
I remember now.
That's how it always has been.
Okay, perhaps I think it comes to two little things in my view.
Yeah.
When the NA debates a bill, they make proposals, don't they? If there is a need to amend, they do amend, isn't it? From there, it comes to us. We look at the bill plus the very amendment they might have proposed themselves. If we do agree to some of the amendments or all of the amendments, we declare and it goes back to them after having been debated by us. Now, this one, what do you think that makes it look as if it's going to follow the same rule? Because what becomes a little problematic now is that the leader of the DME said there are going to be some refinements by the state law advisors. I think, if I got it correctly. Now, she even went further to say, this refinement will not that much be substantive to change the content of the bill. And if I'm not saying what you're saying, you correct me. It will be more of the format. Right? Now, if it is more of the format, it might be one, the reorganization of the clauses and the provision, which would not have much problem about. But if that format will include the inserting and the removing and the reorganization and the bringing about of 108 days, not here but there, it's something which is a little bit more serious than the format itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have, I can go, I cannot go, those two things are not the same. That is what we're trying to say. Not that we're saying they're going to change, but the effect of that refinement, that's what we're talking about. No, perhaps we need to draw this to a close. I mean, we can't begin to have the debate around. We need them to have some conclusion. I would only allow three persons to speak. And I see one hand. Any other hand?
I think he's the only one.
Oh, he's the only one.
Yes.
Okay.
Manabis.
Oh, you will be the second, and then
the
if there is no other from there, we'll round up. Now it's your turn.
Chairperson, here it comes. We might be dancing to the same tune with my colleague. Is that it's the format to go there? What I'm saying is, this chairperson, this, it was the committee normally approved. Yes. This was the committee approved. Yes. This is the A, this is the E. In the evening, the committee approves. It goes to what John is saying.
Mm.
It goes to the report of the committee that is published in the ATC. Next. Then this, it goes to the House and in that ATC.
Good job.
In the ATC.
Until
in the ATC.
Correct.
As the report of the committee. Independent, but it doesn't come to the committee that way. Independent to this, you find the bill that you're going to debate in the House, but it doesn't come to the committee. The report of the committee is part of the key legislation.
This bill?
It doesn't come to the committee. That's why I agree with you. It doesn't come to the committee. You approve this as an e-version, but it is effective. Also, when then it is produced a day or 2 days before it goes to debate in the House. But that refined bill, which captures what we are
approving,
doesn't come to the committee.
So, but this means that is what happens to every bill. Is that not true?
Yes.
Every bill goes through that. But you see, the question of the refinement and the format, now that is what created
a big.
What it is that is coming now.
Same thing.
Definitely all the bills have the same rule. So perhaps it was more of courtesy on her part to mention that. You see? But then the refinement part of it, you know, tended to create another impression. I think now it's understood. We may no longer need to labor on it unless there are other issues that seem to obscure. Can we proceed? Thank you very much. We had some fine. I don't know, are there issues you want to raise in connection with the amendment as run down? It seems very thin.
What is it?
I said, is there anything we would like to say in terms of the context of the amendment? I think they are straightforward.
We agree.
Yeah, and the DEAT officials confirmed that individuals they have been appointed. She said, so democracy today, and everybody agrees. Right. Now, should we move to motion of desirability?
Yes.
Correct. Now, this time, please, we can do cross budget. So that will be. Can that do? Or, Honorable Tebla?
I think Honorable Chin, at the previous meeting, which I couldn't attend because I was in the maternity leave, did mention that the DA is opposing the bill. So we just want to make it clear that we oppose the bill.
There is a.
I'm just.
The DA is opposed to the bill as a whole.
You do not support the bill.
As a whole. Not this, that, or the other.
No, I'm not saying I'm not going to say we support this clause or that or the other. We don't support the bill.
As a whole.
So we must say, just if you're not here.
It's not about the motivation, eh? The benefits of the other members of the...
There's a number of issues that we've got problems with. But specifically the deletion, the fact that some clauses are deleted, like section 5.4, I think it's C, no, D, section 5B, by the removal of the requirement that the landowner or lawful occupier of the land be notified and consulted with. We don't think that is fair. So, but there's several other issues. Unfortunately, like I said, I wasn't part of the deliberations when it was deliberated because I wasn't in maternity leave, but we will engage in the debating on those issues. It's going to take if you've got time, I can. There's several issues that we don't agree with.
No, I think the example you have given suffices for now. Perhaps the rest might need to come when the actual chips are down. Whatever, Tema.
Thank you, Chair. I was going to say we leave the DA to the decision they have taken and we carry on.
Anyone else to say anything before we proceed? Thank you. Can we get back to our bill?
Motion.
Yeah?
You were going to read the motion.
Oh, by the way, sorry. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, can we proceed with the motion of desirability? Select Committee on Economic and Foreign Affairs, Mineral Petroleum Resources Development Amendment Bill B10E of 2008. That, in the opinion of the committee, legislation is as desirable to amend the Minerals and Petroleum Resources Development Act of 2002 so as to make the minister the responsible authority for implementing environmental measures in terms of the National Environmental Management Act of 1998, and specific environmental legislation as it relates to prospecting, mining, exploration, production, and related activities or activities incidental thereto on a prospecting, mining, exploration, or production area, and to provide for matters connected therewith. Honorable Chairman.
I move for the adoption.
Any seconder? I see Honorable Kolweni. Any other? Only Honorable.
We object.
Honorable Kolweni seconding Honorable Delgado on behalf of the objector. Now, the report. Report of the Select Committee on Economic and Foreign Affairs on the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Amendment B20-2007. The Select Committee on Economic and Foreign Affairs will consider the subject of the Minerals and Petroleum Resources Amendment Bill B10E of 2008, referred to it, and classified by the Joint Technical Mechanism as a Section 75 bill, agreed to bill with proposed amendments. Honorable Mr. Black.
And please just note
that
the objections once again.
Honorable
Chamber. Chairperson, we support. Second.
Honorable Chamber, Black, we might need to discuss outside.
Somebody to second, sir.
Any seconder? I see Honorable Douglas there. Who is? Oh, yes. Thank you. Honorable Chamber, Black, perhaps we might need to have some. 2, 3, 4, 5, 3, 4, 5, 6. Thank you very much.
Democracy, we are. We can do that.
Especially after I've been away for some time from the work.
Honorable
Julie.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to find out the clarity. Is Honorable Chairperson right? Not putting a statement of intent that
in the House they are going to propose. Not that she is opposing it.
Yeah,
it is.
So
it's
a
statement
of intent.
That's great.
No, but it should be minuted that we
objected
in the committee.
Yeah, that's why we have recorded. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your effort and your everything to be here. The matters of the day will be concluded. The meeting is adjourned.
Honorable members, the Committee on Labour and Public Enterprise tomorrow 8:30, please. More Ochen. Half near.
What?
Half near. Half past eight.
Half past eight.
Yeah. Half near. Yes, program started 8:30, so we're starting actually the huh? No. No caucus. We have a meeting. Broadcasting amendment. More often.
More often.
Yeah.